we're finishing up the Igeres HaKodesh Choftes. And actually, over here, the Alter Rebbe is going to end up explaining what he started off the question in the beginning. The whole middle, the Alter Rebbe was explaining what mitzvahs are, that mitzvahs bring down the level of Keser, the Ratzon Hashem. And the Alter Rebbe is going to explain that the real Ratzon of Hashem only comes through the Halachas and the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Oral Torah. Because the Torah Shebiksav, the words, we don't know exactly what they mean, because we have the Alter Rebbe is going to extensively say, like Tefillin. If you look just in the Chumash, you look in the Torah Shebiksav, it's very obscure, it's hidden, it's not clear, we don't know. The Chachamim explain all the differences and all the din, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. So it means that the Torah Shebaal Peh is Megale the Ratzon Elyon, it reveals, it brings about the wishes of above. So B'meile, that's why the special privilege, the special schus of learning Torah Shebaal Peh, and also the idea that it's a level of Keser, we call it Keser here, yeah, because this is the level of Ratzon. Ratzon is Keser, higher than Chochmah. The Torah Shebiksav and the Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebiksav is considered to be Chochmah, but the level, because it says the Torah Chochmah Nafkis, but the Torah Shebaal Peh actually is the level of Ateres Baila that becomes like the crown, because the Torah Shebaal Peh reveals the level of Ratzon, and the level of Ratzon is a Keser, is higher than the level of Chochmah. Let's learn inside. Hinei, Modah Zois. This is known. Ki hinei, Ratzon Elyon Baruch Hu, Hamelubash B'Tariyag Mitzvah Shebetoyre Shebiksav. The 630 mitzvahs that are in the written Torah, Hu Mufla U'Mechusa, it's above, beyond, it's covered, Tamir Venelam. These are all languages hidden. The Kutlevi Yitzchak on the Zohar, Rebbe's father, explains every little word, the extra over here, exactly what it means. The Zohar Losh, but mainly it means that it's hidden, covered. Ve'enem Izgala Elo B'Torah Shebaal Peh. It only becomes revealed through the oral Torah. When we study Torah Shebaal Peh, then we can figure out, understand what the Torah speaks up. Kamoi, he gives an example. Kamoi, mitzvahs, tefillin, al derech moshe. Say, for example, the mitzvah tefillin. Shadama ba Torah, what does the Torah say? Shabiksav. What is written in the written Torah? And we say this in our davening. We say, v'schanon, in the Shema Yisrael, we say, v'schanon v'ovches, u'kshartum lo'is al yodecho, he's saying one statement of the tefillin. You shall tie them as a sign on your hand, and they should be for toitofes between your eyes. This is a statement, this is a saying which is closed and obscure. We don't know what it means. The verse has not articulated eich, how, uma, and what? Likshel. How do you tie and what do you tie? Umahu teitofes. What is teitofes? Does it say? Ve'echin hu b'neinecha. Where exactly does it mean in between your eyes? Val yodecha. On your hands. Ad sheper shoter shebaal peh. Until it has become articulated, explained in the oral Torah. Shetzorich likshel b'yisecha dalayad v'dalat batma larosh. That one compartment goes on the head, and four compartments go on the head. One and four on the hand, and four on the head. Ubesoichom dalet parshis. And in the boxes, in the compartments, you have the four portions. Babotim yumoir mu'ubot. And the compartments need to be made out of leather that has been worked out, made into leather. Umruboim dafke, and they have to be square specifically. Umekashorim birtushal erschheides dafke. So the first party tells you about the tefillin themselves. Now we're telling you what, how do you tie them? Those are the, he said before, ma'echuma. So what to tie? So malik sure we know. That's the first part. Now what, how do you tie it? Umekashorim birtushal erschheides dafke. You have to tie them with straps that are made out of leather and they're dafke black. And all the other, the rest of the details of the laws of making tefillin that were said orally, which means which is in the Torah Shebaal Peh. And further, now the question is, where do you put it? Baal Yodecha means he has Zuraya Dafke V'loi Kafayat. On your hand means on your hand, on the top part between your elbow and your shoulder. And it doesn't mean on the palm of your hand, because all the time Yodecha, the Torah, the Rebbe makes a note, means the palm of your hand. It doesn't mean over here. It doesn't mean the kibbutz. Ubein einecha zekot kod v'lo yametzach. And we're saying that the between your eyes, we're talking about the skull, and not the forehead. Not, you don't put it on your forehead. The tefillin. It says ubein einecha. You could think you put it right on your forehead. So this is V'chein kol mitzvah shabatoyah. So these are all the details of the tefillin. The same thing is true with all mitzvah Torah. Bein mitzvah saseh, bein mitzvah lo saseh. Whether it's a positive mitzvah or it's a prohibition. Einon gluyos v'yiduyos umeforoshis ela deteres shabapel. They are only revealed and known and articulated only through the oral Torah. B'mitzvah lo saseh, k'mitzvah lo saseh. Shenemar b'Shabbos. So now he gives an example of a prohibition. Shabbos, it says what? Loi sase melacha. Don't do work. Now, what does work mean? V'lei peirish mahi melacha. It doesn't say what is work. U'b'teirish about penish parish. But in the oral Torah, he explained shehein lametes melachas hayiduis. That those who refer to the 39 known melachas, the 39 melachas in the Mishkan, those are the 39 melachas. V'loy tiltul avonim uk v'koydus kvedis. And not the moving of beams and stones that are heavy. One can think that, work. What is work? Schlepping heavy things. That would be work. But if you're not doing one of the 39 melachas, and you're just lifting up heavy things, then you're not doing any work. Min rabbanan, you're not allowed to do it. But min ha-Torah, that doesn't mean l'sasako melacha. That's not part of the prohibition. Now this whole discussion over here brings down, there's another nusach in the wording of another version here, which would imply, v'lei tut lavan is a kvedis levad. That would mean just the opposite. That would mean that even if you carry, for sure, if you carry heavy bricks, that's considered a malacha or heavy wooden Shabbos. And that is a whole discussion already in halacha, whether you still have to rest from heavy work or not. And it depends on various different commentators. What exactly would be a violation? In other words, if a person should, on Shabbos, carry heavy bricks and loads, would he be violating resting on Shabbos? Because it's not one of the 39 melachas, but it's still, of course, he's not resting. Now, the question is, if you're not resting, are you violating doing melacha? Are they connected? In other words, you could say, don't do any melacha 39. There's a separate essay to do, but this is all the whole of discussion, but we'll go weiter. So that's an example of the work on Shabbos, u'kiyotzbei. And similarly, so we see, hein kol ha-mitzvahs, these are all the mitzvahs in the Torah, in the written Torah, in the Chumash, bein mitzvahs ha-seh, bein mitzvahs lo-yiseh, whether they're positive mitzvahs or they're prohibitions, they are closed. They're not articulated. They're not revealed. Viduas are known. Only through the oral Torah. The Chumash, as he says, you don't know anything from the Chumash itself. You need the oral Torah to explain and tell you what the Chumash means. With regards to Torah Simech, the oral Torah, it says, don't neglect, don't push away the teaching of your mother. So the pasuk says, Shema bini, listen my son, Musar avicha, the rebuke of your father, and don't titosh, don't push away Torah simecha, the teaching, the Torah of your mother. So avicha refers to Torah shemiksav, the Alter Rebbe is saying in a minute. Imecha refers to Torah shebal peh. What's the connection between oral Torah with the imecha? Because just like the mother gives the birth, it doesn't say it there so much, it articulates this point so much. The seed comes from the father, which is the Torah shemiksav, which tells the Torah shebal peh, and then the Torah shebal peh articulates everything what it gives birth to all these children. So all the halachas and everything that we learned is an endless amount of halachas. Those are all comes from the mother. But as the Rebbe is going to say, that mother reveals what the rotzen is, what the keser is. That's why it's higher. So let's see inside. The Zohar says that Torah simecha is reference to the Torah Shebal Peh. Mishum, Shal Derech Moshul, by way of example, K'moy Shekol Eivorei Havlad, Klulim, oh, it does say Klulim B'tipas Hav, Behelim Godl, all the limbs of the baby, of the newborn, are included in the seed, in the drop of the father, Behelim Godl, very hidden. And the mother brings it out into the open when she gives birth a child, a baby, a whole one. He has 248 limbs and he has 365 gidim, veins. So it means that the mother's job is to bring out into the open that which was hidden. So, exactly likewise, the Torah Shebal Peh is called Torah Simecho, because kol ramach mitzvos asei v'shasa mitzvos lo yisase, all the 248 positive and 368 prohibitions, boyim ahelem elagilu b'Torah Shebal Peh, they come from the hidden state to the revealed state in the oral Torah. Bereish dekra, so that's the Torah Shebal Peh. The beginning of the pasuk is Shema b'ni Musar avicha koyim. When we say listen, my son Musar avicha, that goes at Torah shemiksav on the written Torah. The nafke mechochma ilo, so that comes from the level of chochma. Hanikras b'shem of, that is called father. Chochma is called Abba, it's called father. So that's why we call the Teres Imecho. But Teres Shebal Peh, Avicha, Musar Avicha, that's what we call this Teres Imecho, is Teres Shebal Peh. V'zehu shekosuv, eish es chayel ha-teres baila. So now we're saying, the wife of the chayel that gives birth to all these children becomes the crown of her husband. K'atoyre Shebal Peh, hanikras eish es chayel. The oral Torah, which is called the wife of the chayel, or the wife that brings about chayolim, she brings about soldiers, brings about all these halachas. Hamalida umamedet chayolis harbe, who gives birth and stations and places, puts down and makes sets many armies. K'moshe kosuv, like the verse states in Shir Hashirim, vav chesk balomis ein misbar, and we teach it in Tikra alomis. Alomis, that don't call it alomis, but worlds, an endless amount of worlds. So, which is alomis? What is the end amount of worlds? Is elu halachas? This is the laws, the leis lehun chushbena k'meshikosu betikunim, like it says tikunim zoya. That what is these worlds? Those refer to the halachas. There's worlds. There's so many halachas. There's no number to halachas. That is all created from the Eishes Chayil. And that in the Kulam, Chinas Gilu Rutsum Hel Yubaruch Hanel, Matere Shemiksab. So all of them are the revelation, all these endless halachas are the revelation of Hashem's will, which is hidden in the written Torah. And because they reveal what's the hidden of the Torah, so they reveal the Ratz of the Keser. Hashem's wishes is higher than Chochmah Ilah, than the Supreme Chochmah, than the level of Chochmah Vatzilus. Just like you have a crown, and that surrounds the Moichin of the head, which means the crown is above the head, it surrounds the head. So that's why these halachas are called by the name of the crown and the keser of Torah, because they are the crown of Torah, because they reveal the rotzen, they reveal the level of keser, they bring down Hashem's wants. And specifically, one who learns halachas is guaranteed for olam haba. Aydei slapshus nefesh ruach unshama shalei b'ritzoin olam baruch hu kanis kalil. And so through the fact that his nefesh ruach unshama dress up in the rotzen elyon, in the wishes of Hashem by learning the tocha, learning the halachas, as mentioned earlier, and these rotzen elyon brings him the garments. And those garments are used for the neshama when it goes up in Gan Eden, to be able to perceive and understand the godliness. So it turns out that he is guaranteed ben el mabo, that he'll have all the levushim, that he'll have everything is necessary in order for him to be able to receive in Gan Eden the light and the joy from Gan Eden. Okay.